You're free to sing whatever you think that Tony will like, it's alright. But I'm free to make fun of you. If you do a song that was already done, I'll ask why. Because it seems to me, if you do the same song, it's not very funny. How about originality? A new genre's a plus, but try not to cuss. It gets a cheap laugh, but don't take much. Free to sing whatever you like, 'cause I take this way too seriously.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for March 2nd, 2015. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Verizon Fios, powering tkjingles.com for $30 less per month because I canceled my service and signed up as a new customer on the same day. Verizon, a great product with a customer service strategy we stole from the collapsing Soviet Union. All right, so... This past week marked 2 years since the very first TK jingle was submitted by Carol Connolly and his kids. And I just can't believe it's been that long. There are 1,074 jingles at tkjingles.com and countless more that people haven't uploaded there. The songs have been downloaded over 400,000 times, which is just nuts. It's been a lot of fun. I hope it keeps going. When I talked to Gary last summer, one of the things we talked about was how Tony tends to burn out on things. But it's pretty clear at this point anyway. I mean, just this past Thursday or Friday, they were talking about how the songs keep getting better and better. They're still enjoying it. And even though we are regurgitating some songs that I thought would never be covered more than once, we didn't start the fire. They're still good things and people are enjoying them. So I'm glad that that's still going. I'll continue to have my, preferences about how we should be doing this, but I'm glad I'm not the only one doing it, or I would have died of exhaustion ages ago. All right, so on to this episode. Got a couple announcements up front. First, I've got some new swag coming, some new TK Jingle stuff that'll be coming out probably in March to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. In terms of raising money with it, I don't know if I want to just have a store. I would like to do a Kickstarter or something else again. But let me know if you have ideas on what you'd like to support. I was thinking of doing another summer sessions of the podcast, or maybe just taking the summer off, depending on if I do the Kickstarter or not. I also have some ideas for doing some other types of recordings independent of this, or doing a live performance or two. Send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com, tweet at Jerry Negrelli. Send me some suggestions on the Facebook, whatever. Today's show is awesome. We've got 7 new songs. We've got a featured segment on the lovely Mike and Mike show. And then a collection of some untouchable songs referencing We Didn't Start the Fire earlier. There are some other songs that I think, if they were covered again, that my jaw would hit the floor. These songs are just so great as is. I hope we don't see another cover of them. And then a great mailbag. Next week's episode, I'll be joined with a guest slot, a featured segment with KJ Onstad, in the same way that Brad Weiss did it for the last episode, where he pre-recorded a segment where he talked to himself and played some of his favorite tunes. KJ was gracious enough to do the same thing. She'll be joining me next week. So anybody else, if you'd like to be a part of that, if you'd like to submit something, you can contact me, podcast@tkjingles.com, get some details about that, and then send me an MP3 or something, and if it's good, it will be featured on this podcast. All right, so on to the new music. Judo Fuse has just been killing it this past few weeks. The first number here is Stars from Les Mis, and it's just a wonderful performance about Mike Wilbon and his name dropping and the stars that he hangs out with and MJ's party. And then we have another musical song that I'm going to claim Brad Weiss ripped off of me. For Fiddler on the Roof, even though he wrote it all and performed it all and I had nothing to do with it. We had talked a year or two ago about doing this song, and he said that he would, as the resident shaputzva in the house, he would step up and take care of it. Then we have a Ben Folds parody by John Neisinger. His Your Song parody was on Tony's show this week. This one, I think, is just as great, so I figured we'd feature it here on this podcast. Then we have a new one by me. Last week when I was recording that Phoning It In Now jingle just for the Brad Weiss segment, I was inspired that I should probably do an actual jingle to that song because I really like singing that song, Tommy James and the Shondells tune. So we'll hear that. Then Dave Marzo and Joe Arrow collaborating on Shaputzva / Big Shot. Judo Fuse again with a parody of the Scooby-Doo theme song. That's just lovely. And then we'll close it with the show that closed Tony's show last week, Satch in the Cradle, a Joe Arrow solo piece. This is the TK Jingles Podcast.
There, out at the parties, by MJ invited, Michael Wilbon, Michael in the place, what he must witness, I never shall see. Beyonce's hair and his face, Beyonce's hair and his face. He knows who these people are. Mine is the way of the old. Ludicrous and fabulous. Names, adjectives, I'm not sure. And if they text me on my cell, I just put them on hold. Stars want to be like you without all the overhead. Skipping the parties, might hang out with Jaws or Simmons or Carville or Affleck and Damon. But I'm not dropping names. No, I'm not dropping names. Cause if they call me on my cell, I'd still put them on hold. Not be around them. It may sound bizarre. I'll live vicariously through Wilbon and his stories. Wilbon and the
Since I am a rich man, a-yay-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dum. All day long just yakking with Wilbon, that's made me a wealthy man. I never have to work hard, a-yay-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dee-a-dum. When they threw that money from the train, I made sure to grab it with both hands. I've got a great big house that's out in Rehoboth, perfect for grilling at the beach. Pretty sweet for a guy who's a talk show host. It has an elevator just since I can, plastered with all my golfing kitsch. And what a deal I got on my windows. Lord, who made me balder than a clam, I'll take all the free stuff that I can. Though to some it seems like it's a scam, I am still a wealthy man.
He hadn't forgotten be on that airplane, but in a way he wished he had. We're all fine.
find it out. If you can make it out, somehow we bought it. We popped all his meds, but no one ever told him that. He'd only pass out for just half an hour, and he opened his eyes and freaked out some more. Thought the plane was tumbling down, and it's bye bye goodbye, he cried. But he landed in Arizona so bright, and he's there 2 weeks, alright. But he's still got one more flight. What if Tony? He's going to New York City to brave the cold, the snow, and the ice. And now she is telling him that a big storm might come and keep him gone from 20015. Will he open his eyes at home once more as he's snuck clear out of town? Hope it's not bye bye. Lily hammer coat, or will the old man stay inside? Or will he miss his train that night? We hope Tony's not stranded.
Quadricopter, is this how you die? No, it's just my hobby and I'll enjoy it till they pass an all-encompassing ban and thwart all of Jeff Bezos's plans. The lost are really great, fills you with fright. So now I'm bobbing and I'm weaving and disrupting lots of flights. Wow, this is great. I'm flying a drone now. Land my little chopper on the White House lawn. Control it all with my phone now. Watch you in your sleep like a peeping Tom.
Shuffle it!
Well, you went to Virginia looking for a pay raise, and you tried to think up a new word. You had the Yiddish in your head, but that's not what we all heard. Ooh, when you wake up in the morning, you're in Tony's crossfire, and your eyes too bloody to see. Go on and cry to the littles, but don't come bitching to me. Because you had to say shaputz for, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to try some Yiddish, didn't you? Virginia floor was so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know what everything's about. You had to try some Yiddish, that's right. You had to say shaputz for last night. Whoa. Oy vey. Tony was not impressed with your attempt at Yiddish, and the littles also thought it was lame. And the story of your latest success kept Tony so entertained. Ah, but now you may have misremembered all the things that you said, and you're not sure that you want to know. I'll give you one hint, Tommy, it was chutzpah that you didn't know. Yes, yes, you had to say shaputz for, didn't ya? You had to try it on the house. You had to say shaputz for, didn't ya? All the delegates were so knocked out. You had to make a new word last night. You're so much fun to be around. You had to have the front page bold type. You had to say shaputs for last night, yeah.
Hey there, good dude, what are you two? Name and a starter, this Ellie. Hold up, good dude, what are you doing? Are you trying to kill our G3? Come on, good dude, it was rude. You ripped him in December. Who you trying to fool with this pool? You think we don't remember? You know that it's a mystery, the crazy moves they buy this team, especially at quarterback. Hey, dude, what will you do when Mariota falls to you in the draft? Say your crap. Come on, dude, what are you doing? You're not helping Robert Griffin. We can count on you, Gruden, dude. F*** up every decision.
Well, my podcast arrived just the other day, a few weeks late, yeah, the usual way. He had planes to catch, phone bills to pay. He learned to text while I was away, and he was catching for I knew it. And with a sigh, he said, I'll never drive like you, Knight. It was pure hell driving with you. Well, that was Satch on vacation at the Super Bowl, basking in the glow of his American's role. A week in California, hope it goes real fast. I'm waiting on my next podcast, Tone. You know I need my next podcast. It was 10:30 just the other day. Wilbon's on the phone and he's talking about the games. Are you surprised? Mike said, not today. He knew it all along because that's his way. As he hung up the phone, Tony said with a grin, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I wanna be like him. And it's 11:51, so here's a mailbag too. Got some notes and faxes and some emails too. When you're reading mine, Tony says we'll see. I'll read your mail in 3, son. We'll get to yours in 3.
All right, that was a pretty long intro to this podcast. A lot of the songs were over 2 minutes long. That's definitely one for the Joe Arrow Greatest Hits album there. I love that one, Cats in the Cradle. All right, so I realized this past week, and I guess many of you have probably realized this already, but a lot of my humor in these parody songs is driven by contempt. Like, there's just certain things that I really have contempt for, the sales weasels and everything else. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I do for Tony, I'm kind of, I'm laughing with him and teasing him, but even some of those, there may be a little contempt in there. It's something that he's doing that's so ridiculous. But most of that is done, you know, with love. The one exception to, you know, the one thing that it really is truly all contempt is anything that I do for the Mike and Mike show. And I've probably discussed this before, but everything about that show, from the way they sign off each segment heading into the commercial, from the topics they discuss to the ridiculous caricatures they portray, I just despise that show. So it was with great joy, but mixed emotions, that I saw that Mike and Mike will be taken off the air in DC and replaced with something called the Man Cave, which sounds equally horrid. So on the one hand, I'm thrilled that I won't have to accidentally listen to Mike and Mike in the morning, because sometimes I'll be listening to ESPN 980 when I drive home listening to Zabin or something, and then when I get in the car the next morning at 8 o'clock, Mike and Mike is on, and I happen to hear 10 seconds of it, and it kind of ruins my drive, even that little snippet. So now, instead, Jason Reed and Chris Paul will be giving us the Man Cave, which is going to be 4 hours of dudes talking, So, you know, it's hard to fill 4 hours. I understand, but let's just hope it's not as bad as Mike and Mike. So anyway, I have two songs to present you. One celebrating the demise of the Mike and Mike Show in D.C., and the second celebrating the arrival of the Man Cave.
Girl, sometimes I wonder how these sales weasels keep their jobs. But every now and then, even a blind squirrel finds a nut. That show was on forever. God, I don't know why. Who could have possibly wanted 4 hours of those two guys? Silence is better on my morning drive. If I had to choose between Mike and Mike and waterboarding, it's a tie. Try as I might to avoid them outright, their vapid banter is even on satellite. Pain in my ears nearly brings me to tears, turning my radio down. But now it's done, it's the end of the show on DC Radio. It was horrible, and it bothered me. Did it bother you? Oh, it's the end of the show, but for how long, I don't know. It was terrible, but if the Man Cave fails, it will be back soon.
Girl, let's hope this Man Cave show is half decent. I mean, it can't possibly be any worse, right? That's a serious question. I mean, it really can't be any worse, right? I mean, Mike and Mike is pretty much the worst. Can't be worse.
You're listening to Mike and Mike
on ESPN Radio.
What's a man to do when he turns on his radio? Are there any dude-friendly options? Unfortunately, no. But thanks to Jason Reed and ESPN 980, there will finally be a place for men like you and me. A man cave. We need a man cave. A sports show for guys. That's what I'd like. A man cave. I want a man cave. And at the very least, it can't be any worse than Mike and Mike. When I'm on my morning drive, you know I want a man cave. What a time to be alive, there's finally a man cave. I'm getting excited to hear Chris Paul, even if it's not the one who plays basketball. Chuck, I can't wait, it's gonna be great. Time for Man Cave!
Man Cave! Man Cave! Not in the boat of a dove and a bow!
In case it wasn't obvious, that last song there was a parody from the Book of Mormon, primarily written by Trey Parker, the guy that does South Park. I could basically sing Trey Parker cover songs all day and love it. I don't know how much of an audience there is for that, but I just love his humor and that ridiculous accent slash style slash character, whatever it is that he does. I really enjoy doing that. All right, so I mentioned earlier that I was stunned that We Didn't Start the Fire was covered a second time, and that apparently, you know, it was 2 years ago, so I guess nobody even remembers that I did that. But there are five other songs. One of these, I guess, is by me, but five other tunes from other folks that I think also should be in that same category, unless you're really changing the song and making it about something else or doing something different with it to, you know, advance the conversation, as pretentious and absurd as that sounds. I don't see the point. I don't find it funny to hear the same song again. Even when I did End of the Show for the summer last year, the reason I did One Day More was because I felt End of the Show for the summer was so derivative and I needed to do something different. So even myself, I feel like I risk parodying myself and kind of driving this thing into the ground with the same old jokes. But anyway, we have Patrick Moffitt, John Fitzpatrick, Jerry Negrelli, Jeremiah Amaku, and the Stationary Little Berries with five songs that I hope we only hear covered one time.
I hear the Cajun coming, I know just what he'll say. He's betting on New Orleans, you're damn right it's a double play. Well, Carville's such a badass, he hates the TSA. He just pulls out old Grego, and he is on his way. When the Cajun's on the radio, you gotta listen close. I'm pretty sure he picked A&M, but no one really knows. And he can swing elections, yes he is taking names. If you f*** with James Carville, you're going down in.
I did Monday Night Football. Damn podcast delay.
Go measure my penis and let me get on the airplane.
Orange, orange, baby.
Oh, we only need one more inch for a new record?
Orange, orange, baby. All right, stop. Look around and listen. Focus on what you've been missing. Dinner at the Palms, forget about his diet. Can't leave the party early cause he wasn't invited.
Rolling
in the Cadillac sedan, 5 inches of snow, better call the Sheehan's. Nary said he's knocking, Cantori's kicking. Up there in age old sport, you still ticking. Everybody wish they could be Mr. Tony, how he pays for everything.
Great cash, Tony.
At the top it gets lonely, but enjoy the power. Tea time at 80, can't fit in the shower. Global amnesia, don't remember. Forgot the keys of the Dodge Avenger. Gonna need a ride, call Jim Coleman. Genie picked the Broncos, this should have been an omen. Orange, orange, baby.
I don't know how this works.
Kornheiser, orange, orange, baby.
This little giddy geek twerk.
Orange, orange, baby.
Not sneaky fat, just fat.
Kornheiser, orange, orange, baby. Now it's time, boys and girls, for the mailbag.
Tony's mailbag. Everybody loves to sing this song, Tony's mailbag. So I brought a few friends along.
Tony's mailbag. Hey, Tony, it's Brad Wise. Tony's
mailbag.
Are you familiar with my name this time?
Kevin's daily botching of the news is done. Reading stories Tony covered in hour one.
He'll laugh at a story if it's truly awful. What a douche nozzle.
Tony's mailbag. Monkeys, they just don't win Tony's mailbag. But they can rip your lungs out, Jim.
Tony's mailbag. I don't just write haiku. Tony's mailbag. I can sing really crappy too.
It's me, that ukulele playing Norwegian chick. A saxophone, if you believe Gary Schtick.
Maybe after all the emails and songs I've penned, Courtney will send
Tony's mailbag. Segment we'll always cherish, Tony's mailbag. Even though it's ruining our marriage,
Tony's mailbag. Emails, faxes, and notes, Tony's mailbag. Let's read them for all of you folks.
All right, now it's time for the TK Jingles mailbag with a song by Judo Few.
And I need to hear the latest jingles, but I might have to wait until tomorrow. Now I see it all depends on Verizon, and they don't even care. They're just greedy. They're so greedy. Why's it take until tomorrow? Don't they know we need to hear new songs? Yet I feel that they don't care about us. No, they don't care at all. Resign, just get the best deal. They don't like it, they don't like it, they don't like it. When you ask about that, you'll find that they hate discounts. They don't like you, they don't like you, they don't like you.
Awesome. We've had a couple of those over the years. I always love the jingles that are actually about tkjingles.com. I mean, there's not enough to create jnjingles.com or something ridiculous like that, but there are a couple of them and I love them all. Thank you so much for sending that in. All right, so today I just got a bunch of tweets I wanted to share. The first one is from the Sales Weasels. The guy that runs the parody Sales Weasel account asked me to write a song about the origin of the podcast delay, which I already did. If you go and look at tkjingles.com and search for Crack, I think it's probably the easiest way to find it. There's a whole song set to Buddy Holly about how the Sales Weasels invented the podcast delay while they were all smoking crack. Anyway, the Sales Weasel said, "I'm disappointed in Jerry Negrelli's jingle about the origins of the podcast delay. It's so Brian Williams. It was LSD, not crack." Then Lunchbox 700, "I know we sort of got one last week, but I would love some occasional actual mailbag songs. Those were fun too." That's a great point. I think that the jingles have devolved into Tony's laundry songs. Just whatever garbage he's talking about is all we sing about anymore. I think that the mailbag songs are still funny even 2 years later, just to sing about emails, faxes, and notes. There are probably 300 of those songs that they've never aired that are on the website. So I don't think we're short on material. I just think that based on the way Nigel interprets the tunes, that's kind of what he's playing right now. So I'd be open for that. Be great if we hear some more of those. Then I have a tweet here from IXCUINCLE. So maybe IXCU in Cleveland or something. Anyway, it says, "Friend, have you managed to find another Tony podcast that releases on the same day? I miss Same Day Tony." I was going to reply to that, but then I noticed that IXCUINCLE does not actually follow me on Twitter, so it's probably not my friend. And then I thought, ooh, maybe this is the Sales Weasels in disguise trying to trick me into revealing if there's some secret podcast out there that you can get Tony's show on. My lips are sealed. Then Jeff Ma, who is the genius millionaire who has inspired movies and written books about gambling and counting cards, was on Tony's show and had a jingle for him. And Jeff Ma tweeted that he was honored, amazed, and humbled all at the same time to have one of these stupid, stupid songs written on his behalf. So kudos to all of you. And we have Al Grabe says, "Jerry Negrelli favorited my tweet. I must have a lot of chutzpah in me." Sam Ream says, "I love your show tune jingles. They're making my day." And then Doug Plord says, "The Ovi song today," and this is the one that was written by Neil and Rockville and performed by Joe Arrow. So Doug Plord says, "The Ovi song today, I almost needed to invoice Joe for a new laptop due to a coffee spit take." And then lastly, Dear Sports Fan says, "Wait, you do a podcast about tunes written for a radio show most people listen to on a podcast? Genius." And that exact tweet I've probably gotten from three or four people in the past year. I've been doing this podcast for, I think, 361 days. Next week will mark the one-year anniversary of this podcast. And it's hilarious how often that I, you know, that happens. And people tweet that exact same thing about the kind of, inverted nature and inception aspect of it, that everything is, you know, self-referencing. But still enjoying it, still doing it, and I'm glad that people are still discovering it. Hopefully folks are sticking around and enjoying it. You can always email me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. Tweet me at Jerry Negrelli. Follow me on the Facebook. That is it for this week's episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. Join me next week when I'll be joined by KJ Onstad, and we'll hear a bunch of awesome new songs written by famous people, performed by little people, some of them by me. Till next week.
I just want to take my jacket off. Woo-hoo! And sometimes I have to pay, but that don't get in my way. I'm just going to take my jacket off.
And that's what we're about here. We're about music that's really good.
Yes.
And sarcastic and awful to people.